Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have already said it in the morning session, but I would like to repeat and congratulate you for your appointment as chair of MX5. We are very pleased by the way you are conducting our work today. Mr. Chair, consistent with the Brazilian positions expressed in previous interventions, let me express that we are ready to explore new ways to promote the full success of this intersessional period. Nonetheless, we must remain prudent and poised if we are to achieve concrete results up to the next review conference. Brazil stands for resuming negotiations for a legally binding verification instrument to the BWC. Nothing will strengthen more the convention than revisiting this instance, which is pending for 20 years and keeps on hampering progress in very distinct areas such as cooperation and risk assessment. We remain in favor of establishing a cooperation committee within the BWC. We see it as a fundamental approach for promoting the implementation of Article 10 and other dispositions of the Convention, as well as a prerequisite for creating the function of a cooperation officer. Brazil supports the ongoing discussions on the establishment of a scientific advisory forum, bearing in mind the inescapable need for balanced geographical representation. States parties should consider the format, mandate, and terms of reference of the said board carefully, and its working methods should reflect the particularities of BWC. These discussions would certainly benefit from the perspective of a legally binding instrument to guide the works of the board in the long term. We also support a state part-driven negotiation of a model code of conduct for biologists and other relevant personnel with the participation of the scientific community. The model code of conduct can be a valuable tool in tackling the simultaneous phenomena of a neck-breaking speed of scientific and technological revolution in the field of the life sciences, taking place at the same time of the rapid dissemination and popularization of new knowledge and techniques. Mr. Chair, the Sixth Review Conference in 2006 called upon states parties to take appropriate measures, including effective national export controls, to implement Article 3 to ensure adequate control of the transfer of sensitive goods. It is understood that a proper control means respect to all the dispositions of the Convention, especially Article 10. Developing a balanced, non-discriminatory, and universal set of transfer measures is an unfulfilled challenge of the Convention, as effective as export control measures are directly related to the national implementation of Article 3. Finally, Mr. Chair, we would like to reiterate our position that CBMs are the sole transparency mechanism politically agreed within the BWC framework. Import mechanisms from the academic sphere, as the so-called peer reviews, will not strengthen the Convention. Mr. Chair, in our view, these issues, a verification protocol, a cooperation committee, a scientific advisory board, a model code of conduct, and a multilateral export control mechanism are the main elements of a potential package to be negotiated in the Ninth Review Conference in 2021. I thank you, Mr. Chair.